Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air, where your English will improve today. My name is Gabe, and here's my question for you. Do you like playing video games? Maybe you have video games at home. Well, do you ever play video games outside your home? And I'm not talking about taking your little Nintendo Switch everywhere with you. I'm talking about arcades. The name of our lesson is The Ever-Evolving Arcade. Do you like visiting arcades? Do you like being in a room full of different kinds of video games? You can find them in many malls now. But how did the arcade trend begin? Well, let's find out.
The Ever-Evolving Arcade. A place for those who want to have fun. Get ready for an adrenaline rush. Drive race cars at high speeds and narrowly avoid hitting barriers. Fly fighter jets and destroy the bad guys. Fly in a Star Wars X-Wing through outer space. Friends, it's game time at an arcade. So get your tokens ready and put on your best game face. Perhaps fast-paced adrenaline rush games aren't for you. No worries. You can enjoy a game of air hockey or arcade basketball, or do something relaxing, such as taking silly pictures in the photo booth. There is something for everyone at the arcade.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 evolve 这个动词 ，V-O-L-V 这个字根有转或卷的意思，所以 evolve 在这里是指进化、演变或者是逐步发展。例如 ，the science teacher used illustrations to explain how a spawn evolves into a frog. 科学老师用图示来说明蛙卵孵化成青蛙的过程。或者是 The Little Cafe has evolved into a national franchise over the past few years. 这家小咖啡馆在过去几年内发展成一个全国性的连锁店。它的名词是 evolution, E-V-O-L-U-T-I-O-N. 例如 The book discusses the evolution of Japanese. 这本书讨论了日语的演变过程。继续我们看的是 token 这个名词。token 在这里是指代币。例如 ,to ride the MRT in Taipei, you need to use an easy card or buy a token. 在台北要搭乘捷运你必须使用悠游卡或者是买代币。或者是 make sure you take your car park token with you when you leave your vehicle. 离开车子时记住要随身携带停车代币。token 也指象征、标志或者是表示。例如 ,please accept this bouquet as a token of our gratitude. 请接受这束花,这代表我们的感谢。
Thank you very much, Michelle. Okay, Rebecca, this is your lesson, the ever-evolving arcade. Mm-hmm. First of all, did you enjoy researching, things about arcades?
Well, let me just tell you, I did have a little bit of a hard time writing the lesson at first because I haven't spent a lot of time at arcades. And honestly, my first thought of an arcade is probably not the most positive thought, because I do think that arcades do have a negative, people do have negative impressions of arcades at some time, at some point.
Okay, so maybe is that because it's just a place where you can just play video games all day and get addicted to video games?
Yes, yes, and in certain places, at least back in the States, I feel like arcades attract a certain crowd of people. Especially in the evenings.
I see what you mean. Okay, so they have a certain kind of reputation. It's kind of like the way people think about pool halls here in Taipei. But actually, that's an interesting point that you mentioned. And friends, not all arcades are bad, of course. Actually, they're actually a great place to hang out with your friends and play video games. But of course, it's important to think about the crowd that you hang out with, right? Make sure you're hanging out with positive people. Well, let's get into the ever-evolving arcade. It's a place for those who want to have fun. Get ready for an adrenaline rush. Now, that's a fun phrase. Adrenaline rush. In Chinese, you might say 肾上腺素, all right? And that is a sudden burst of energy or an increase in energy and your heart rate and blood pressure and things like that. Do you like when you have an adrenaline rush, Rebecca?
Do I like having an adrenaline rush? I guess it depends why I'm having an adrenaline rush. If I'm scared and I have an adrenaline rush, no, I don't enjoy that. But when I was younger, I loved roller coasters.
Ah, yes.
Loved roller coasters, especially the big, scary ones that went upside down and through all this kind of stuff. And every time, right before going on the roller coaster, I would always have an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, well, that's the perfect time to have an adrenaline rush. And what about when you're competing with other people in some way? You know, Rebecca, you do like video games because you came over to, I think it was Tim's house, and we were playing video game Smash Brothers, I think it was. You looked like you were having a lot of fun.
Oh, yes, you remember that. That was quite some time ago, and that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
but when you're competing with somebody, whether it's in a game or a competition outside, sometimes people get an adrenaline rush because, of course, they want to win.
That's right. But let me just assure you, Gabe, when we were playing that game, I did not have an adrenaline rush because I didn't care if I won or not.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for being honest. All right. Well, friends, our lesson, Rebecca does mention an adrenaline rush, and what can give you an adrenaline rush? We read, drive race cars at high speeds and narrowly avoid hitting barriers. Fly fighter jets and destroy the bad guys. Okay, when you're getting involved in these games, it can give you a burst of energy. But let's take a look at this phrase, bad guys, and we usually use it when contrasting bad guys with the good guys, right? So the bad guys are the enemies or those that are causing harm. The good guys are the people on your team or those fighting for good causes.
For example, I really like the story, The Lord of the Rings, because it's very obvious who the bad guys are and who the good guys are.
Oh, yeah. That's a great story with bad guys and good guys, right? So, destroy bad guys, of course, in a video game. You can fly in a Star Wars X-Wing through outer space. Have you done that before?
No, I don't think I've actually done that before.
Not that in particular.
Not that in particular. I've played other games, but not this one.
Right. Or friends. We continue on here. Friends, if you like doing all of those things, it is game time at an arcade. And so we see this phrase, game time, in the next sentence as well, or game face, in the next sentence. So get your tokens ready and put on your best game face.
Ooh, and what is a game face? And before you put your game face on, you need some tokens, right?
That's right. So put that token in the machine. And what is a game face? Well, let's talk about that. That's the face that you make as a determined or serious player when you're playing a video game, or any game.
For example, before you play a game of football, you really need to put on your best game face. Then you're ready to play.
That's right. And this is a fun phrase. So put on your game face. Well, we talk about other things you can do at an arcade. You can play arcade basketball, air hockey, take silly pictures of yourself in a photo booth. There is something for everyone at the arcade.
And of course, as you know, we're talking about video games and arcades. And it's time for us to learn a video game idiom. Where? Well, of course, in the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, have you ever had the experience of passing up on a great opportunity?
Yes. I got offered a record contract to be a pop singer just after finishing college. But after considering it for a few months, I turned down the offer. Now that I think about it, I wasted my master ball.
That's an interesting expression. Waste your master ball. You play video games, don't you?
Yes. And that expression comes from the Pokemon video games, in which the master ball is the strongest and rarest type of ball. It can capture any Pokemon, no matter how powerful it is.
We don't often hear people say that they wasted their master ball, but it is something we see people write online. Usually, it is used literally to express that someone used their most powerful ball to catch a common creature in one of the Pokemon games.
But I can't believe I wasted my master ball can also be used in a figurative way to mean I wasted a great opportunity that was sure to be successful, and I probably won't have another chance.
Right. In the games, you usually only get one master ball, so try not to waste it.
前几年有一款电玩游戏 Pokemon 宝可梦 刚推出的时候 受到很多人的欢迎。 Waste one's master ball 这句非正式的流行网语 就是从这款游戏衍生出来的。 所谓的 master ball 大师球 是游戏中最厉害的一个道具， 什么都抓得到。 所以 Waste one's master ball 就代表浪费你最强大的道具， 代表你错失了最好的机会的意思。 例如， He wasted his master ball when he turned down the contract. 他拒绝了那份合约， 错过了最好的机会。 这就是今天的InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning with a lesson called the ever-evolving arcade. There are so many things you can do at an arcade. If you like driving cars, you can drive in a race car. If you like air hockey, of course, you can play some air hockey. You can even take silly photos of yourself with your friends in a picture booth. Well, what about the history of arcades? Let's find out about that now.
The ever-evolving arcade. Back in the 1980s, arcades were places for those who enjoyed playing video games. Young people could spend their pocket money on their favorite games at an arcade. They didn't have to scramble around to find enough money to buy a home gaming system. As a result, arcades sprang up all over the place, giving millions of people access to high-end video game technology. Let's fast forward further into the 21st century. Arcades have taken on a virtual reality VR twist. Let's take a look at these new gaming centers.
OK,接下来我们看scramble这个动词。 Scramble是指争抢或者指快速但是艰难的行动。 因为它是一个不及物动词,所以后面会加上介系词再加名词。 例如, when Janet got a phone call from her son's school, she scrambled out of her office to pick him up. Janet 接到学校的电话后就慌张地冲出办公室去接她儿子了。或者是 the doctors and nurses scrambled around the ER to help the people who were wounded in the bus accident. 医生护士们在急诊室内四处奔走帮助公车意外的伤者。最后我们看 virtual reality这个名词。 Virtual在这里是指虚拟的。 例如, this website provides virtual tours for hotels around the world. 这个网站提供世界各地旅馆的虚拟体验之旅。 而 virtual reality就是指虚拟实境, 又简称为大写的VR。 例如, the TV program is mostly shot in a virtual reality studio. 这个电视节目大多是在一个虚拟实境的摄影棚中录制的。 或者是 nowadays pilot training involves an intensive use of VR technology. 现今的飞行员训练都会大量使用虚拟实境的科技. And now let's get back to our teachers.
All right, thank you very much, Michelle. So let's continue learning about the ever-evolving arcade here. Back in the 1980s, arcades were places for those who enjoyed playing video games, of course. So before we had video game consoles that you could have at home, people went to arcades.
That's right. Young people could spend their pocket money or their pocket change on their favorite games at an arcade. Now let's take a look at those words, pocket money. What is this referring to?
Okay, well, do you have pocket money right now? This is any loose change or any extra cash that you have. It's money that you could have for the day, for your day-to-day spending. It's not in the bank. It's in your pocket or perhaps in your wallet.
Now, growing up, here's another example. We would use our pocket money to buy special drinks and snacks. We meaning me and my siblings. And then we would get together and eat our snacks and drink our drinks.
Well, you know what? Snacks is a great thing to spend your pocket money on. And perhaps you feel like arcades is also a good place to spend your pocket money. Don't waste your money, though. But we do continue. They didn't have to scramble around to find enough money to buy a home gaming system. Okay, so those home gaming systems like Nintendo or the Xbox, those can cost a lot of money, especially each game these days is, it could cost a lot of money. Well, if you just want to get out and not spend too much, you could go to the arcade.
As a result, arcades sprang up all over the place, giving millions of people access to high-end video game technology. And of course, the best part is that all they had to use was their pocket change.
Exactly. Well, friends, let's take a look at this phrase, all over the place. That's kind of a weird phrase, right? All over the place is a very useful phrase. It just means everywhere, okay? Everywhere you go. It's all over the place.
For example, here in Taipei, there are tea shops literally all over the place. So I don't think that you'll have any problem finding some good tea if you get thirsty.
That's true. Or people talk about how 7-Eleven and other convenience stores are all over the place. That's what makes them so convenient. Well, we continue here learning about arcades. They sprang up all over the place, giving millions of people access to high-end video game technology. And speaking of high-end video game technology, I mean, the technology has really only improved over the years. So when you go to an arcade now, it really is an awesome experience.
That's right. Well, let's read here. Let's fast forward further into the 21st century. Arcades have taken on a virtual reality or VR twist. Interesting. So that means that these arcades have taken on a virtual reality twist. That means you can have an out-of-this-world experience using a virtual reality headset.
Exactly. Okay, so friends,
exciting.
Right, and we're going to learn more about virtual reality at arcades in our next lesson. But let's take a look at this little phrase here, to take on. Okay, separately, you know what those words mean, but together, this is a unique phrase, okay? This means to acquire or to get, to develop a new purpose or role. So, arcades used to just have one role, but now they've taken on another role.
And here's another example. The old Monopoly game. You remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That was pretty good.
Oh, were you now? Well, anyway, the old Monopoly game was a lot of fun. However, in recent years, it's taken on a new look and a new design. And I just discovered it's called Monopoly Deal.
Oh, right. That's a lot faster. You just play it with cards instead of the whole board. It goes by a lot faster. And it's a fun game, too.
It is.
Great, great game. Great twist to that game. Well, right now it's time for a challenge, but not just any challenge. Of course, we're at Studio Classroom. It's time for the SC Challenge.
everyone, it's time for the SC Challenge. I know that you are all very, very excited. Well, let's go ahead and meet our contestants. You might recognize them. So, starting with...
Hi, everyone. My name is Luke, and I'm back.
Hey, everybody. Jack here, ready for the challenge.
Oh, yes. So, our gentlemen are ready for the challenge. Let's see which of them will win. Ooh. Well, today's lesson is about the ever-evolving arcade. So, the questions have to do with an arcade of some sort. Question number one. Which of the following is most likely to be used to play a game at an arcade? A. Tokens. B. Tickets. C. Dollars. Or D. Pennies. Yes, Jack?
I'm going to say A. Tokens.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That is correct. Oh. 1 point for Jack. Good job. Question number two. Which of the following might you be able to drive at an arcade? Of course, it's a game. A, a race car. B, a fighter jet. C, a Star Wars X-Wing. Or D, all of the above. Yes, Luke?
I'm going to go with all of the above.
That's your final answer?
Yes, because those are all very rideable things.
Well, you are correct. Good job. So far, Jack has 1 point. Luke has 1 point. This is the final point to see who will win. Last question. Which of the following words means to move around fast? A, hockey. B, virtual reality. C, tokens. Or D, scramble. Yes, Luke.
I'm going to go with scramble because I think the game is evolving in a way where people just really need to think fast. And, yeah, the game is just, it's not just about taking your time to think about words anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your answer is scramble? That is correct. Good job. Well, Luke, you did have 2 points, so you are the winner. And friends, I know you all did a great job as well. And we look forward to seeing you next time on the SC Challenge.
You know, I was thinking, I haven't been to arcades in a long time. In fact, I don't think I saw anything that was virtual reality at an arcade the last time I went.
Well, maybe you just haven't been to the right arcade.
Yeah.
But we're going to learn more about virtual reality arcades next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.
Friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.